The conference is being recorded.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to start by welcoming everyone to the investor conference call for O1 Communique Lab. My name is Lucas, representing investor relations for O1. Today, we're going to talk about the new strategic direction of the company, the post-quantum blockchain. Here I have Andrew Chung, founder and CEO of O1, and also Brian Stringer, CFO of O1. Andrew is going to give you a presentation. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to ask during the question and answer session. This presentation may contain forward-looking statements, including statements regarding the business and anticipated financial performance of O1 Communique Laboratory, Inc. These forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements of the company to be materially different from any future results. Performance or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. A number of factors could cause actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statements, including, but not limited to, fluctuations in commodity prices, access to capital markets, competition, changes in technology and government policies. In light of the significant uncertainties inherent in the forward-looking statements included herein, the inclusion of such information should not be regarded as a representation by the company or any other person that the objectives and plans of the company will be achieved. The company believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable. However, no assurance can be given that these expectations will prove to be correct, and such forward-looking statements included in this presentation should not be relied upon. In addition, these forward-looking statements relate to the date on which they are made. Unless otherwise required by applicable securities legislations, the company disclaims any intention or obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. Okay, at this point then, I will hand everything over to Andrew for the presentation.
Thanks, Lucas. My name is Andrew Chung, the founder and CEO of 01 Communique. Together with me, I have Brian Stringer, the CFO of 01 Communique. The purpose of this conference call is to provide an update on operations and an overview of our new direction to develop a post-quantum blockchain. To those of you who don't know us well, 01 has been in business for 26 years. In the world of high tech, 26 years is a long time. We have gone through multiple generations of technology already. During our 1.0, which is between 92 and 2001, we have developed a powerful unified messaging solution and have sold more than 6 million copies around the world. Our 2.0 was remote access technologies. It was a proud but sad story. Our invention have received patents in the US, Canada, and Japan. We have licensed our technologies to Hitachi in Japan with revenue stream even up to now. And we have also licensed to Baumgar in the US. Unfortunately, some of the big tech giants in the US used our technologies but managed to get away free. We have spent 12 years to defend our patents. I take it to my grave that they infringed, but the jury in the U.S. at the end said they did not. What can we say? I then decided to channel my anger and energy into something bigger and better, and here comes our new 3.0 invention, the post-quantum blockchain. As you all know, in the last 2 years, cryptocurrency has created a lot of attention in the market. While we are not a fan of cryptocurrency, we are fascinated by the underlying technology, the blockchain. It is proliferating very quickly simply because it is raising the bar of cybersecurity to another level in a very slick and clever manner. To understand that, let me give you some background about cybersecurity. The most common in use cybersecurity is called asymmetrical encryption. This method uses a pair of keys, like you can imagine like a key and lock relationship. And technically we refer that to public/private key. For example, your bank has a private key for its online banking site. It distributes the public key to whoever, for like your browser, that wants to communicate with it. And your browser then encrypts the communication session using the public key and communicate with your bank server in an encrypted format so that malicious users cannot understand the content. Only the private key owner, which is your bank, can decode the contents. It is very secure because it takes extremely long time, such as hundreds or thousands of years, for malicious users to create the private key back from its public key. It is like trying out all the combination of a combination lock with hundreds of digits. However, just like luck, you know, there are sometimes still chances that when luck strikes, and only a few years or several months are needed to crack the key, which is why you still hear in the market, in the news, sometimes, you know, people manage to crack into some database, bank, or whatever. Now, blockchain has taken cybersecurity to a new level by not only implementing the public/private key encryption system, but also distributing the database into multiple servers. It also requires any new data block to be linked with a previous data block by a hash value. Therefore, new data block is entered for life and cannot be altered. It is like your DNA, which has a signature of your parents' DNA and so on. So therefore, to change or to manipulate, you need to trace back to your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents in the Stone Age, which is like nearly impossible. This is all good, except that there is one quiet trend of a new breed computer in the development called a quantum computer. Unlike classical computer, which we know today is really an invention in the 1940s, the quantum computer does not use 0 and 1. It is based on quantum mechanics using qubits, which has many different states at the same time, so its exponentially higher computing power allows it to be capable of cracking public keys in seconds. Now, this potentially renders all current cybersecurities, including blockchain, vulnerable, or maybe more like a strict word, insecure. And you probably heard on and off, there are people who can break into a blockchain, and this can only be make it like thousands times easier with quantum computers. 01 notices this trend because we have monitoring closely the trend of cybersecurity because it's part of our 2.0 remote access business. Many people said, I have heard of the quantum computer since I was 5 years old. It is a fiction. I can tell you right now that it is that statement probably true several years ago, but not in 2018. You probably read the news that U of T only a couple weeks ago had already signed up with D-Wave, which is one of the forerunner of quantum computers, to allow an elite student group to access their quantum computers via the cloud. Now, I don't know when exactly it will be available. I mean, quantum computer will be available to the public or even allowing the public to own one. But all I know is that this day is not a far-fetch. When it happens, and if you're not ready, I'm sorry to say that it's too late. That's why we have decided to create a blockchain that is safe against the post-quantum world. This technology is not only capable to, applicable to blockchain, but also theoretically all users who want to upgrade their current security to become quantum safe, they will all be benefited. Post-quantum blockchain has a huge market potential. It is both a disruptive technology as well as a fundamental technology. As a disruptive technology, it disrupts the current way of, say financial transactions such as stock market settlement or money transfer, etc. And as a fundamental technology, it served to like a brand new market such as identity theft prevention, e-voting, like voting authentication, supply chain management, et cetera, even lottery. We need about 1 year to complete the commercial development. Our first go-to-market strategy is after those transaction-based businesses, we can also help customers to customize and set up their own post-quantum blockchain. And beyond blockchain, we also plan to license our quantum-safe technology to other industries. So here basically ends the my description about what we are doing, where do we come from, why the blockchain is good but is vulnerable in the near future, and what we are doing to plug that. So here ends the official presentation of me. So at this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1, and your question will be queued up, and then we can just answer them one after another.